And we're going to do John chapter 4, starting in verse 46. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew that this was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. It's a beautiful passage, and a couple things to point out about it. First of all, it's the second sign, and it's the second sign done in Cana. So there's sort of this bookend of the miracle at Cana at the wedding feast, and now this miracle of an official's son. And it's a way of sort of ending a section and beginning a new section. And notice that both miracles, in a sense, are very humble. They're not done with big crowds. They're signs to small places and small people, and I think it really does reflect on the Lord's heart for the small and the everyday. I think this section, there's several things I'd like to draw out about this section. One is the reiterated power of asking. If you remember in Jesus' conversation with the woman at the well, he said, "If you knew who I was and if you just asked." And Jesus wants to stress this power of asking. I think he encourages us to be ridiculously bold in our asking, not demanding, but just ask. Simple asking has such incredible power in the gospel of Jesus Christ and with Jesus. And notice too, I think that we learn a lot about prayer in this section, because sometimes when we pray, we think we should pray something like, "Well, if it be your will, then this." This guy doesn't do that. He simply asks, "Lord, would you come and would you help? Would you deal with my son's sickness? I don't want him to die." He just asks. He doesn't say, "If it be your will." He just asks. And then Jesus seems to rebuke him. He says, "Oh, you guys, unless you see signs and miracles, you won't believe." And notice the guy persists. He says, "Lord, please come down." And so I really do think there's a lesson for us in prayer here. I think Jesus asks us, or teaches us, to ask. He gives us a kind of a blank check. I don't think we can assume that every single request will be answered in the way we understand it, but I do think he encourages us to be absolutely bold in our asking. And even here in the face of, unless you see signs and wonders, you won't believe, he even persists in his asking when Jesus rebukes him, and Jesus listens. So I think as disciples, we need to learn bold asking, of course, humble asking. I don't think asking is ever demanding. It is always presenting ourselves humbly and in need and pleading with the Lord and asking him to help us in our situations of need. And then finally, I think it's worth noting that this man goes through sort of stages of faith. Of course, he apparently has heard about Jesus, and when Jesus shows up, he comes to him and says, "Please come down and help my son." But then he's rebuked, and then he asks again, and Jesus says, "Your son is alive. Your son is living. Go." And the man believes that word. So there's this growth in his faith. He comes because he thinks Jesus has something to offer. Jesus gives him a word after a rebuke, and he persists, or he grows in believing. And then he goes home, and on his way he meets the servants who say, "Well, this is the hour that your son got well." And it says that he believed some more. So remember in the Gospel of John, belief is always ambiguous. Will it be belief that persists? And in the case of this man, his belief goes from interests to acting to trusting to when he gets home, it says his whole household believes. And so I think there's a real lesson that belief has to grow in trust and grow in taking action on the words of Jesus that he gives. And then the last thing that I will point out is that Jesus' word Notice when he turned the water into wine, he didn't wave his hands, he didn't do anything spectacular. He just told them what to do and they did it, and the water became wine. Likewise here, he doesn't say he closed his eyes and did something fancy. He just says, your son will live, your son is alive. Jesus' word over a long distance, if it's a word from him, works and it does things. And I think we need to trust his word like that and trust when he communicates to us like that. So may we learn to grow in faith and act in faith and ask in faith and persist even when maybe we're corrected that our faith isn't where it ought to be, and know that the Lord still can answer and still will answer and still give a word that reaches beyond any distance and works very powerful things so that we could come to believe. Amen.